we asked you to do some bond research and then some stock research. Now we're going to ask you to do some mutual fund research. And my belief is that it's better to go to the mutual fund website, Fidelity, Vanguard, American Funds, whatever, or Franklin, whichever mutual fund you're interested in. And we give you the, if we scroll down, you'll see we give you links to the mutual funds themselves, Franklin, T. Rowe Price, Dodge & Cox, a very good company. But you can also take a look at some of these research websites. And they're okay. Morningstar is the most popular by far. And then Yahoo Finance is okay. It's got some good stuff. Lipper was, for many years, the place to go for mutual fund research. But then the Internet came along, and Lipper didn't want to stop charging because you had to pay to use Lipper. And Morningstar came along and said, we'll do it for free. And people just started using Morningstar. But watch what happens when we click on Morningstar. It's going to hit us with these ads like, oh, don't you want to sign up for our premium service? And so they're not stupid. You know, they've been around and they've done very well. So notice that Morningstar now gives us a lot of stock information, too. So it's telling us how well the markets did. And we can look up individual stocks in Morningstar. But notice it remembers that I've done a few searches in the past, Fidelity Contra, American Funds, Washington Mutual. So let's take a look at a T. Rowe Price. Now, the problem is you got to be careful. Let's see if it's you have to be careful. You have to type things perfectly. It's not like some search engines that figure out how you spelled it wrong. And so here's some really good T. Rowe Price mutual funds. Their blue chip growth, their capital appreciation. I'm a big fan of their equity income. Let's see if it finds that. Yeah, there it is, equity income fund. So I gave you four funds to look up. You can look up others. Maybe they're in your 401k or in your Roth IRA. So I'm going to do the equity income fund. And then Morningstar is going to give us some information, but on some other information they're going to say, oh, you got to pay for that. For example, the fund analysis. They want to upsell you. But take a look at ratings and risk, performance, management, the portfolio, what's inside it, how much you're spending, expenses and the like, and play and see what you like. This one has actually not beaten the S&P 500 over the last 10 years, but that's okay because it's an equity index fund. It's not designed to beat the S&P 500, which has a whole lot of growth stocks in it. The last 10 years growth stocks have clobbered value stocks, which are typically in equity income funds. But that's okay because it's done according to its peers. It's done a little bit better than its peers. It's a very good fund and not as risky as the S&P 500. Okay, and so play with that. And so let's go back now to take a look at Yahoo, which they don't even use that. They used to do that. That was. If you go to Yahoo, they go, Yahoo, they don't do that anymore. And they've ruined this website, I apologize, but it's not my fault. This is where they want you to search, but this is their search engine. This is their Google, and it's not a very good one, and that's why Google is better. That's why Google has done better, because it is better. This is where you need to put in the lookup. So as we did with stocks, you start typing the name of this fund, but you got to be careful. You've got to type it perfectly. So T. Rowe Price Equity. Oh, it didn't get it. Sometimes you just do EQ. Nope, didn't do it. This is the problem. T. Rowe Price. So what you could have done back when we were in Morningstar that did find it is write down the five digits and the five character code, the ticker symbol. And then you won't lose it. See, it's remembering T. Rowe Price, but that's about it. So why don't we take a look for that Fidelity. Whoops, I can't spell Fidelity right. Fidelity, there. They know that I've searched for Fidelity Contra. So let's do Fidelity Contra Fund. And so this is their very, very famous fund. Read about the profile, the holdings, the performance. Here's some data that we can take a look at. And you'll find that it's run by a gentleman, a very brilliant gentleman by the name of Will Danoff. Since 1990, he's been He's awesome. Now, the problem is for Fidelity, what's going to happen when he leaves? You know, people are going to go, why should I leave this fund? So do take a look at all this, performance and the risk, and play with it and see what you think. See if you're interested in these funds. And if you have any funds that you're interested in, I give you four, but if you have any funds that you're interested in, you can use those. Now, poor old Lipper. As we said, Lipper used to be... Come on, let's go back to... Yahoo makes it difficult to go back here. Yahoo doesn't want me to go... There's back to my website. So there's Lipper. Now, Lipper, as we said, used to be the place to go for mutual funds. But then they got eclipsed by Morningstar because they kept charging. Well, then Reuters bought them. So now it's not the same. And again, go to the library, get better information. But here, this is kind of hard to use. Play with it. But their fund screener is actually kind of fun to play with, a fund screener. And again, here's your advertising. That's how they make their money now. They start with 10,000 funds, and then you decide which kind of funds you want. Do you want equity at stocks, mixed, they call it mixed asset, but that's, remember we talked about balanced funds? Bond funds, money market, and then you start adding different things. They have to be really, really good or really bad, or you want the market leaders, the consistent leaders, preservation, institutional funds, hide them, show only primary. So lots of different screeners, and then you start clicking stuff, and then it narrows it down. I think it's basically the wrong way to study and research a mutual fund. I like to look at the company first. Take a look at Vanguard. These are the people who are advertising right now. Take a look at Fidelity. Take a look at T. Rowe Price and Franklin Templeton and American and Dodge and Cox. And then see what they can do for you. Then take a look at their funds. But this is the other way around. But it's up to you. Okay? So play. See what you think. Do the questions. Do the research we ask you to do. But hopefully you'll enjoy this. Yeah, I'm serious. I mean, hopefully you'll actually get interested, and you'll never know where you wind up. I say play, and I also tell my Business 123, my Introduction to Investment students, to get lost. In a nice way, of course. In a nice way. Get lost. In other words, have fun, because research is a lot of fun, in my humble opinion, dear students. Okay. Have any questions? You know who to contact. Thank you so much for sticking out this long. We are so proud of you.